Welcome to Next Up with Next Gen, the podcast bringing you insights and perspectives from the next generation of leaders in the American Council of the Blind. Brought to you by ACB Next Generation.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Next Up with Next Gen podcast. My name is Greg Lindberg, and I am the current chair of the ACB Next Generation Publications Committee. Here on this episode of Next Up with Next Gen, we are featuring a recording from a recent Next Gen education event. And the topic of this event was artificial intelligence, better known as AI. And so we dove into several popular AI tools and platforms out there, along with the accessibility of these tools in terms of blind and visually impaired users. The two facilitators for this event were Vika Trussell and Shane Aguilera from the ACB Next Gen Programs Committee. So let's go ahead now and turn things over to Vika Trussell. Vika.
Hello. Welcome to the Next Generation Education event for this month. It's all about AI.
Yep. We'll be discussing a few different AI platforms, like ChatGPT and 11 Labs and Be My AI. And we are having a little difficulties with my Zoom screen share for a second. So I think we should get started with Vika presenting Be My AI.
Okay, so first I'll explain what it is for those of you who might not know what Be My AI is. So there's an app called Be My Eyes, and it's free, and you can call a volunteer to help you maybe read something or find something, like if you drop something on the floor. Or, one time I called them to help me like read washing machine buttons. So it's basically like you call them and it's like a video call. And so that's great, but they added a new feature recently called Be My AI to this app. And it's where you can share a picture to the Be My Eyes app, and the Be My AI part of it will describe the picture for you, and you can actually ask follow-up questions if you don't know, like if you want more details about something. So what I'm going to do is share my share a picture that I have and show you guys how it works, but hold on a minute. Okay, now I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Shane, can you let me know if this is okay, or somebody?
Recent today, 4:05 p.m. Heading.
Can everybody hear that okay?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to slow it down too.
50%.
There we go, because I don't know how comfortable people are with voiceover and stuff, so I'm just going to have it pretty slow. So I'm in the picture. Shane actually sent it to me. And what I'm going to do is
edit, action, photo, toolbar, share button.
Click on share. And then
on
I'm
photo, no, mail, notes,
I'm gonna
journal,
go to where it says Be My AI.
Free Discord, fade, soup, cap, more, cop, add to air, uses, copy, export, create, assigned, print, action, save, rec, send, recognize with seeing, saved, find, describe with Be My Eyes button.
Okay, there it is.
Describe, cancel, now. Cancel, button, send message, please wait, Be My AI is writing a message.
And it's just gonna
Be My AI. The image shows a lush and vibrant garden with a diverse array of flowers and plants. A small, serene stream meanders through the center, flanked by densely packed, colorful flora. The garden is a tapestry of various hues, including purples, pinks, oranges, yellows, and greens, with different textures and shapes of foliage. Tall trees with twisting branches loom in the background, and the light appears to be that of golden hour, enhancing the vividness of the garden. The overall effect is a tranquil and enchanting natural space, teeming with life and color.
Wow. See, I didn't even hear the description because I wanted to be surprised too. So Shane, can you tell us how you created that picture? Because you said you used AI to create this image.
Absolutely. So I'll be discussing this now that I've got my technical difficulty resolved. I'll be discussing this after we discuss about that. But essentially, I went into the ChatGPT environment and typed in create a tranquil image that contains a botanical garden and a stream. And that's essentially how that image was created.
So, Shane, what do we do next? Are we asking, is it time for questions about Be My AI or?
Oh, you can discuss a little more about how you can
Okay.
ask
Okay.
Be My
So,
AI.
yeah. Do we want to do where if people want to do they want to like, share their experience? If do we want to do it that way?
Absolutely. We can do it that way. And you can also
Yeah,
mention
like if you
how you can
guys.
ask Be My AI a follow-up question.
Yeah, so you can ask Be My AI a follow-up question. There's a messaging feature and you can type in if you want to know about something. Honestly, this description was so good, like in my opinion, that I don't really know what to ask it. But like when I've used it in the past, I've
Why don't you ask it
asked
about the stream? Describe the stream. Why don't you ask it to describe the stream a little bit?
the stream. Okay, hold on.
I just texted Vika a picture with people in it. If you all, in case she wanted to get it described with people, because this is really, really cool when you ask it to describe like a background with people in it. I mean, really, really cool. It just blows my mind. And we have a hand while we're waiting for Vika, if
Yeah,
y'all want to.
well, I'm ready when you guys are, but I just had to, find the picture and stuff. So okay, so I'm gonna say describe the stream. Let's see.
45 dictate.
Describe the stream in more detail.
Inserted describe the stream in more detail. Send message button. Send mess, please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI, the stream is narrow and gently winding, with clear water reflecting the surrounding colors of the garden. It's bordered by a variety of plants, some with long, slender leaves reaching towards the water, and others with bushier foliage. The stream's banks are not steep, allowing the plants to grow close to the water's edge, creating a natural, untamed look. The water flows smoothly, suggesting a peaceful and slow-moving current. It serves as a natural pathway, drawing the eye through the lush landscape and adding a sense of tranquility to the scene.
Okay. So if we want, we can take that raised hand and then I'll save the other picture that Amanda sent me so we can I can show you guys that one.
Sure,
So who's
we actually
speaking here?
have two. We have Terry first.
This is Terry. May I make my comment?
Yes.
Thank you. I have used Be My AI in my hospital room where I was in the hospital last week. And the description was absolutely astonishing. It even read, it described the whiteboard that was on the wall. Among many other things, with and that's where nurses and aides write their name. It read the name of one of the aides, and I suspect that name was written in script, not printed. And the detail is just astounding. That was my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Who's next?
And then we have another one. One other one is Ristoria.
Hi, Ristoria.
But she just lowered her hand.
Okay. That's okay. anybody
And
else?
then there is Marissa of
Okay.
Ristoria.
Okay, I didn't
Oh,
intend to
there's
lower my hand.
Ristoria. There you go.
Okay, to see, I don't have an iPhone, so Be My Eyes is only on the iPhone. Does C and AI also work the same way?
Well, seeing AI is part of Be My Eyes. It's in the same app.
Seeing AI is the app
Oh,
developed
wait.
by Microsoft, and if we want, I can go over that in a little bit, and that's a But that's another app on various platforms as well. But I find that it doesn't.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Sing AI. Sorry, I thought I don't know. I get those. But yeah, okay. Now I will say, when we get to the app, and I've talked about this before, Sing AI. That's the one from Microsoft. And as much as I love Be My AI, what I've noticed is that like, it for some reason, Be My AI. If I put in the long screenshot of. Of text, it won't read the whole thing, but Sing AI will. So that's a difference I've noticed. I mean, they're both gray, but that's just a difference I've noticed. And I don't know if it's because it doesn't pick up all the text or if the photos are just like sent differently to where one can see more text. I mean, this was a lot. Like, this was like a whole, like a page so of
essentially,
stuff.
Essentially what that really leads to is that Be My AI uses GPT-4 for photo analysis, and that specific multimodal system isn't particularly good at optical character recognition, which is the type of engine that Sing AI uses to discern text and images, and that's why Sing AI tends to be a little more accurate with that.
Yeah, okay, well, good to know. Now, can I, unless we have other hands, can...
This is David. I'm having a little trouble raising the hand, but... wanted to clarify that Be My AI is also available on Android, or at least to some Android users. I believe they did release.
Yeah, it's pretty recent, but it is a beta. Available.
It was definitely overdue. But then it's interesting about Sing AI versus Be My AI with the OCR. I have found in some instances Be My Eye is better at reading things like menus that are like on plastic or things that are like in a sort of a tabular form. But, you know, I also agree too that, you know, if you just want pure OCR, like especially if it's just on a paper or a book or something like that.
Raise hand.
But I've also found too that I've been able, you know, I feel like I'm confident that I've been able to read text in all the images just by, you know, asking prompts like transcribe text in entirety or like.
Yeah,
you know,
and I've done that before, but like I said, it just missed some stuff, but it's okay. Oh,
yeah, no, it's all good.
That's why there's multiple apps.
I personally think the reason why Be My AI is actually better at reading things like menus and things that are in like columns and tabs and things of that nature is because it visually, in terms of its analysis, understands that a bit more than a plain OCR system might.
That's a really good
point. Yeah. And Shane, what I was thinking of doing, if it's okay with you, since we actually brought up Sing AI, I have that on my phone. So can I show them the description of the people that Amanda sent me, like the picture with Be My AI, and then see if they're like, and then show them with Sing AI and see if there's a difference.
We can do that, yes.
Okay. So let's see if we have any other comments, and then I'll show you guys the differences, see if there's any.
There is one differences. More hand. It's Marissa.
Okay. Hey, Marissa.
Hey, Vika. Hi, everybody. So in the past, I have used Be My Eyes, to identify like TV dinners. And I've done that through through a volunteer, but now 90% of the time I use Be My AI, and it's very accurate. One tip that I wanted to give you: make sure that you turn the light on, and that you have to hold it at a certain height above the box. But for the most part, I find it very very accurate.
So thank you, Marissa. Do we have any other hands before I do the demos?
Nope, you're good to go.
Okay, so this is going to be a picture description with Be My AI of a picture that Amanda sent me, and I don't know what it is either, so we'll find out together. Here it goes.
Assign print describe with Be My Eyes button.
Okay, there it is.
Just cancel button. Send message. Dim. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI is still writing a message. Be My AI. The picture shows a family of four dressed in matching Christmas-themed outfits. They are standing in a living room. The two adults, a man and a woman, are standing behind two young girls. All are wearing white shirts with red sleeves. The shirts have a red Santa hat graphic and the text Team Christmas Crew printed on them. The man is bald, wearing glasses, and has his eyes closed with a slight smile. The woman has long brown hair, wide eyes, and a big smile. The girl on the left has light brown hair and is holding a pink toy. The girl on the right has dark brown hair and is looking to the side with a happy expression. In the background, there's a snowman tapestry on a door, a window with blinds, and a TV showing a cozy cabin scene. To the right, there's a wooden cabinet with books and a vintage radio on top. A plush duck toy is visible at the bottom right corner.
Aww. Amanda, is that correct? Yes.
The only thing that was incorrect was the shirts read Selm Christmas Crew on it. And I think it got Team instead of Selm on there. But still, that was amazing.
Wow, that's so cute. All right. Now we'll see what Seeing AI, like if it describes it differently. Hold on.
Recognize with Seeing AI button.
So this is going to be with Seeing AI. So let's see if it, like how it describes it and see what's the difference.
Recognize with Seeing, cancel, processing. Text, Selim, Christmas, Selim, Icemas. Scene, a family posing for a picture. Person, four people detected. 46-year-old man looking happy. 44-year-old woman with brown hair looking happy. 10-year-old girl with brown hair looking surprised. 4-year-old girl with brown hair looking happy. Explore photo button.
I guess that's all it's going to give us, I think.
I got our ages completely wrong. It was close to Meredith's, but not the other three of us. But yeah, awesome. Okay.
Isn't there an expand photo, like an expanded scene description button in there?
Photo. I've never really used that one. So if I click on explore photo, will it show more details?
Well,
it says more info.
More info, maybe.
More info. Will explore photo will just essentially make it so that you can drag your finger around the photo and kind of get a general sense of the view.
Yes.
Oh.
Back button. In the background, there is a window with the image captures four individuals standing closely together. Two adults, one on the left and the other on the right, are wearing matching red and white long-sleeved shirts with the text Selim Christmas Crew printed on the front. Between them are two children, also in matching red and white shirts with the same printed text. The adult on the left has their left arm around the child directly in front of them, while the adult on the right has their left hand placed on the shoulder of the child in front of them. In the background, there is a window with blinds partially drawn, allowing some natural light into the room. To the left of the window, a festive snowman tapestry hangs on the wall, depicting a winter scene with a snowman, a dog, and a snowy landscape with houses. To the right of the window, there is a painting of a warmly lit cabin in a snowy forest at night. Below the painting, a flat-screen television sits on a wooden cabinet, and to the right of the cabinet, there is a vintage-style radio with round dials and speakers. On the floor, to the right of the individuals, a plush toy resembling a duck dressed in a green jacket and a plaid hat is visible. The room appears to be a living space with domestic furnishings. On the floor.
Okay. What did you think of that description, Amanda?
That was closer, I think. I didn't know you could do that in the expand. photo option. So thank you, David, for bringing that up. I'm still mind blown that I got my age wrong.
I didn't know Matt was bald.
Audio now.
We'll talk about that later.
Does anybody else have any comments about either seeing AI or Be My AI before we move on to our next AI?
I don't see any hands.
Okay. So this is Henley. I am on my iPad and don't know how to raise my hand on here. Is it okay if I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I apologize for not speaking earlier. I was on the phone with a family member when I joined originally. But I did want to tell everybody that I just saw on Ira's social media that they are at the CSUN conference, which is the Assistive Technology Annual Conference. And they just announced at their conference that they are coming out with Access AI, which is going to be the Ira version of the Be My AI, Seeing AI kind of thing. So Ira's coming out with their own AI. I don't know very much about it. I don't know if you have to be an Ira subscriber in order to use it. I don't know how that works, but I figured I'd let everybody know so that it's on everybody's radar because it's, you know, it's one more tool in the toolbox. So
just
to know about. It's awesome.
If anybody finds out more about that, please share because currently I don't use Ira.
The announcement didn't really mention much about being a subscriber, but it did mention that you had to like put your name in like the list to be, you know, to put it on the beta list. So that's all it really says.
Okay. I didn't realize it was being beta tested. Maybe I saw a different announcement, but that's helpful to know.
And we do have hands now.
Okay, cool.
We'll take Debbie first.
Yeah, this is Debbie. My husband, Bill, I think, wanted to make a comment, but we think Be My Eyes does a lot better job at taking pictures, but or describing the pictures. But
hello, I've used Be My Eyes, and one thing, we have a picture on our wall that we've been here over, about 12 years, and we used Be My Eyes to describe it, and it had a small boat in the picture that I never knew was there. And to make things a little bit more exciting, this evening I used Be My Eyes to describe a Taylor Swift calendar.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. That
makes me happy. That's fun.
This is David again. I had another tip with Be My AI in Link. So I use Google Maps for, you know, navigating for places, and I sometimes like to look at you know, the photos, so you know, that are on Google, and I found that if you just share the link, Be My Eyes will be able to access that first photo, and it usually is like a street view photo or something of the place, and like it shows, you know, Be My Eyes is able to pull the name of the place or the address, whatever it is you search for, and it'll give you that first photo. And unfortunately, you can't, like, I've tried to use the app to pull up additional photos to describe, but they're not always, for whatever reason, I can't seem to do it with Be My Eye or do it through the app, but I can go and share the link and open that link in a browser like Chrome or Safari, and then I can go to any photo that I want, do like a double tap and hold on the iPhone, open the image in a new tab, or just open the image in its own, you know, window, and then share that with Be My Eyes. It sounds a little bit convoluted, maybe it is, but it's just another way to, you know, get access to those photos. And it works like with other links too, I suppose, you know, any link. But it doesn't work well with PDFs, so it'll only describe the first page. So you have to save your PDFs as individual PNG files on a computer or through, you know, or through something else. And But anyway, that could be its own topic, but just to let you know that that's possible.
Thank you, Dave.
And we have Austin.
I wish, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I wish they openly I had a more details would be my eyes. It sounds like, however, it would be nice if be my eyes, because I can't set up one hand. It's hard to do a photo. I wish I can do the side button to take the photo instead of the photo and on the screen, like the double type of the photo in the center, and it's hard for that. So yeah, that's yeah. All. But yeah, other than that, it's really good. I like it.
Thank you for sharing, Austin. Anybody else, Kristen?
We have Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hello. First of all, just quickly for anyone who needs to know to raise the hand on a mobile device, you're going to go into the reactions button on the bottom of your screen, and then the first reaction is to raise the hand. Regarding the Aira, the Access AI, and thanks, Hindley, for flagging that. I knew they were going to make an announcement, but hadn't seen anything come through from on like their list or in their email, so hadn't yet checked the socials. But quickly looking at their newsroom, their press release, it looks like it is going to be free, and they're saying it's complemented by the free access offers. But their unique twist to it is that they will be that people will be able to get validation of the image descriptions from the visual interpreters, as Aira calls their employees, who one now traditionally connects with video with and can continue, of course, to do so. But as we know, you know, this AI gets things wrong sometimes. It, you know, hallucinates things. And so I don't know the details, but the press release makes it sound like there's the existing integration with AI, the, you know, taking a picture or sharing it and asking the follow-up questions like we've been doing tonight. But then I guess one will be able, I don't know if it's either like, you know, then sending a question to a visual interpreter for a response or how exactly it's going to work. But it sounds like they're kind of trying to harness, you know, the best of AI, but then also their visual interpreters to fill in those gaps that that AI, you know, image descriptions might still produce. So and yes, that there's a wait list there to join the beta. So interesting stuff coming down the pipeline.
I would say to keep an eye also on Blind Bargains, because they're at this conference and they're doing podcasts. So they're doing interviews with all of these vendors.
That's a very good point.
So I would imagine that I'm certain they're going to be seeing Aira here, and so I'm sure they'll be asking them all this stuff.
Absolutely. And Vision AI is also the ones, they have an app as well called Envision AI, and also they're the Envision glasses as well. But I know that they were talking when they were on Tech Talk this week. Was it that yesterday? That was yesterday. About again, harnessing AI and kind of trying to work out like where, you know, GPT might be the best option versus where the OCR that they have might be an option. So like to, you know, Vega, to your point that you made earlier about OCR being better for certain things than others. So this is definitely such an exciting evolving space. And the Envision AI app is free as well. So that's another one to try and keep a watch on.
And it looks like we can turn it back over to Vika and or Shane, whoever is presenting next.
Which app are we?
Audio now muted.
Are you going to do GPT?
All right, let's do it. Hold on, let me get this ready here, and we're going to talk about ChatGPT, which is a large language model, LLM, which essentially what that does is it predicts what word will go next after the previous word that it puts based off the prompt and based off the data it has. And it can also do many other things, and I'll be demonstrating that right now. So let's
share
get ready
Safari.
Here.
You participants can now you have started screen share. Safari head doc. Font launchpad. Sorry. Safari open. Safari zoom audio start video security menu doc. Action message Safari zoom.us participants sub menu zoom.us zoom chat Safari chat GPT dimmed but attached message chat GPT edit text.
All right,
blank.
So
message chat GPT
can do. All right, so chat GPT can do many different tasks, as many people are aware, and as it's matured over the last year or so, it's really gotten pretty amazing. So let's start with a few tasks that might be helpful. So let's generate an email. So let me come up with a topic about an email to generate.
Next, view meet original sound, okay, original sound got, for musicians on Zoom.
Now I've got original sound window. On. So I can do it on my phone. And let's see. Let's
reminders.
Nope, open ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. New message. New chat. New delete space.
Generate an email to a prospective voice teacher asking about rates and lesson availability, period. From Shane, period.
Insert and generate an email to prospective voice. Send button.
It
send.
Says...
Subject.
Dear, subject. Teacher's okay. Name. My name is it's Shane. Generating right now.
Subject,
and it says...
Subject. Chat GPT. Sub, as someone packed such, could you please provide... Chat, thank you very much for... Chat GPT. Subject. Inquiry about...
Inquiry about voice lessons is the subject. And it says...
Dear
teacher's name. I hope this message finds you well. My name is Shane, and I recently came across your site while searching for voice instructors. Your experience and expertise in voice teaching caught my attention, and I am very interested in exploring the possibility of taking lessons with you. As someone passionate about enhancing my vocal skills and understanding of music, I am eager to learn more about your teaching approach, philosophy, and the types of vocal styles you specialize in. Can you please provide me with information regarding your lesson rates, availability, and any specific requirements or recommendations? Additionally, I would love to know more about the structure of your lessons, including lesson duration and frequency. Thank you very much for considering my inquiry. I look forward to the possibility of working together for achieving my vocal goals. Now, I find that to be a little long-winded, which ChatGPT does have a tendency to do. So then I can ask it, please shorten this message significantly. And then it will shorten that. Because one of the key benefits of ChatGPT, in my opinion, is that you can ask it to do things after you get a response. So I asked it to do that.
Inquiry about voice lessons and rates. Dear teacher's name. I hope this message finds you well. My name is Shane, and I recently came across your profile while searching for voice instructors. Your experience and expertise in voice teaching caught my attention, and I am very interested in exploring the possibility of taking lessons with you. As someone passionate about enhancing my vocal skills and understanding of music, send subject.
So essentially that's what it's doing. It's essentially rewriting that. Now, ChatGPT is also really useful for other things as well. For example, it can analyze files and photos as well, just like Be My Eyes can. And
so is this, to clarify, is this all the free version? Or
now we're heading into paid territory.
Yeah.
And it can... you can do extensive research using ChatGPT. So let me give it a research prompt.
And it's $20 a month, I think.
That's correct. And in order to access ChatGPT, I should have mentioned this earlier, you just go to chat.openai.com, and then you need to create an account if you don't have one already. And then.
And there's also an app.
And then there's also an app for iOS, Android, etc. So let me give it a little research prompt. Research the and give me names of 5 voice teachers in the Los Angeles metropolitan area. And it will search the web and generate results based off of that. It's currently in the midst of browsing. Here are 5 voice teachers in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, each with unique expertise and offerings. Number 1, Susanna Griffith offers private voice lessons using the vocal power method, focusing on contemporary commercial music. Craft Music, a Los Angeles-based music school that has been training singers of all levels since 2011. They offer lessons across genres including classical, to pop, to country, to rock, tailored to children and adults. Adriana Gonzalez at Hollywood Vocal Studios, praised for her amazing teaching techniques and knowledge of vocal pedagogy, musical styles and genres, and the music industry. Adriana has received glowing testimonials from students who appreciate her approach of improving your vocal instrument. Louis and Katie Majors at LA Vocal Studios. Louis specializes in, okay, you all get the picture. Now let me do an analysis.
Andy Smith has left the meeting.
Let me download a document. This is actually a PDF file of a New York Times article, and it discusses artificial intelligence. And so I'll be loading that into ChatGPT and asking it to summarize essentially what the article is stating. So I hit attach files, choose files, and it says what the article is called, what are the dangers posed by artificial intelligence. And so let me open that and let me type in summarize this article. What point does it take? And what evidence does it use? And then it will quickly read the article, and then it will provide what it says. Okay.
But summarize this article. What point does it make, and what evidence does it use? A button. Possibly. Stop generating.
And it will browse the document. Summarize button. Image. And says, the article from the New York Times, titled What Exactly of the Dangers of AI by Cave Metz, explores the growing concerns among technology leaders, researchers, and AI experts about the potential risks of AI technologies posed to society and humanity. In late March, over 1,000 signatories, including many leaders in technology, signed a document stating that more research needs to be done before artificial intelligence advances. It mentions, 1, varied risks. Danger associated with AI include immediate to speculative. So it essentially summarized the entire article into more succinct and straightforward points. Now I'll ask it to essentially summarize the article in one sentence. And then I'll read the sentence.
Lindsay Lapierre has joined the meeting.
So I'll generate that. The article discusses growing concerns among AI experts about the potential risks AI poses to society, ranging from disinformation and job displacement to suspected exponential threats, prompting a call for a temporary halt in advancing of AI development to assess and mitigate these risks. So what that then did is analyze the article and put it into a more succinct form, which will, for certain purposes, can make your life a lot easier if you just kind of want to understand the gist of what something says or a document says or anything like that. And that comes with the paid version of ChatGPT. So if anyone has any particular comments or questions about ChatGPT, feel free to raise the hands now if you'd like. And if not, then we can move on to the next.
Well, I have some comments.
All right.
So my comment is that I don't have the paid version, but I do have the free version, and for what I use it for, it works good. I like to use it for things like organizing notes. So like if I have to take notes really quickly, I just write stuff down and tell it organize these notes, and I paste them into ChatGPT, and they will like bullet point stuff and organize it, which is really nice. I also like to use the voice part of ChatGPT where you can actually talk to it. There's a few choices of voices you can use. Mm-hmm. And I like to ask, well, I've asked it different things. Like I asked it, like, what should I buy somebody for a wedding gift? And I've asked it things like what's in certain foods, or like, I don't know, like interesting places. So yeah, it's a quick way of getting answers sometimes. For my, like, because I don't have the paid version, like I don't get, like it doesn't search from the internet. Like it was updated last like 2 years ago, I think, or a year and a half ago or something. So it doesn't have like the latest answers. But Shane, am I correct to say like that if you like searched, it would give you like the most current stuff because you do have the paid version?
It will search and generally give you better responses, as well as GPT-4 giving better responses as well.
Yeah, like, well, I asked it, like, who performed in the Super Bowl this year. I mean, I know who did, but I just wanted to see its answer.
If you have the current GPT paid version and you're on GPT-4, it will search for that and
find out. Yeah, so see, for me, I don't have the paid version. So it gave, it said Kendrick Lamar, but, I mean, we all know it was Usher, and he did a great job. But so things like, so for my like opinion is that I like to use ChatGPT for like organizing things or creating events and stuff. I don't really prefer to use it for research. That is just my opinion, because it doesn't have the most current things. But yeah, I also don't pay for it. So I guess sometimes you do get what you pay for, as they say. But yes, that's all I have to say about that. Do we have any hands? Kristen?
Yeah, we do. We do have Terry.
Thank you. Just the picture that was created with GPT, is that something that can be done in the free version, or is that only done in the paid version? I just see lots of ways that that could be useful.
So that can be done for free with some limitations in the Bing mobile app, but for to do it within the ChatGPT interface, that requires the paid version. And essentially what you just do is type in generate a picture of and then what you want. And of course it does have some limitations because it doesn't want to be generating pictures of actual real people or anything like that, because some AIs will do that, but I would steer clear of that because that has cleared, has had, certain implications that haven't been particularly good. But with the GPT thing, it's really good at just creating images, and as long as you give it a pretty specific prompt, the image ends up pretty good. Now, where the image generation tends to struggle a bit, though, is if you ask it to input text into the photo, then it will, but it often ends up being a bit misspelled or jumbled around. So that's something to keep in mind, especially with image generation tools, is none of them that I've experimented are pretty good with that yet, but it's definitely a pretty cool and unique thing.
All right, well, if that's if we're done with GPT, we can move on to 11 Labs. And Shane, since you use it, why don't you tell them what it is and then show them? Because I mean, I know what it is. Like, I know you can clone people's voices, but you can give them a demo.
Audio now. Oh, absolutely. So we can discuss something pretty fun now, and that is 11 Labs, and I'll be hold on, let me get this going here. And then I'll be demoing it on my phone because I like the interface a lot better on there.
Audio now unmuted.
All right, let me play this recording. Let me go to 11 Labs. I generated something that was meant to start at the... start of this meeting. And let me play that recording. And here we go.
Speech on. Open your pro task text to speak. Task open slot your pro task text set 11
shape. It's essentially my, it's gonna be my voice that I cloned using 11 labs, which all you need to do to generate a clone of your voice is to provide a small sample of it, and then it will approximate your voice. And you can use that to make long form content, or just use it for various different things. And let me play this.
Page setting address.
It's still generating. Let me put.
So I think there's a free trial, right, Shane?
I'm not sure, actually. When I first got it, I got it like right when it came out, and there was no free trial that I recall. But
okay, so how much is it a month for those who might be interested? Is it like 20?
There are various packages that range from like about that price to a lot more, depending on how much content you want to generate.
Okay. And it's an app and website?
It's a site. It's 11lab.io.
Hello, everyone. It is Shane Aguilera. Or is it? Welcome to our Artificial Intelligence Unleashed event. Welcome, and let me tell you, this is not really Shane speaking. It is his artificially cloned voice. So I guess the AI was really unleashed. I hope you learn a lot from this event.
So that is what my clone voice sounds like. And it works best, actually, with long-form content. So I'll have ChatGPT right now create. I'll ask it to generate 500 words about a random topic, and then we'll hear it in my voice. And then I'll just copy and paste it. And then it'll use natural language process. And it can also make people and their voices speak in different languages, even languages that they don't speak, due to the new multi-language feature. And now oftentimes it will still have an accent if the person didn't record the voice samples in that language. But it's still something interesting. Like, I've used it to make myself say things in Spanish, even though I do not speak Spanish at all. And I've used it to do that, and I have also used it to just record simple like messages and recordings for various tasks, and it could help automate things if you don't want to keep on recording something over and over again. Like, I know a lot of people even use the stock voices of 11 Labs to record simple voiceovers and reading things, and it saves a lot of time and energy. So it's generating something in my voice.
And there are pre-recorded voices too, actually.
Yes. One of the most popular ones that it uses is called Rachel, and that's the one that it defaults to. But there are many other pre-recorded voices, and there's also a feature called the Voice Library on the 11 Labs website.
Aren't there like famous people in it?
There are some like social media influencers.
Oh, it's something like Obama was in there or something. I don't know.
And then I've gotten Dion Warwick to do it, but and so I have a clone of her voice. It's not very good, but anyway, we're generating this, and then there's also a Project Studio thing that I've not actually messed with, because it's for much longer form content. And it does take a second to generate, and then we'll have me talking. Let's see what I'll even be talking about.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Back to the price. Well, I understand you have one of multiple different, you know, types of plans, but how much are you paying and or how much content are you able to generate with what you're paying?
With what I'm paying, I've never actually gotten shut down on how much content I've generated because I'm on one of the up top plans. I'm not sure exactly how much it comes with, but
okay.
I use this fairly frequently and I've never run out of quota.
I mean, yeah, because I've been considering like whether this would be something like that I could, you know, like, I mean, heck, I could get a book, you know, I mean, from Bookshare, from, you know, download it from somewhere. And then, you know, it would be great to run it through that and create like a, you know, MP3. But the closest thing I've been able to find that has a good text-to-speech American voices is this thing called Natural Reader, which is like mm-hmm. $20 a month. But so I'm in the market for something better value. But anyway,
So this would take definitely a long time, and it would. I know people have actually recorded audiobooks like that, but it definitely takes a lot of bandwidth and quota. So let's see what it generated with this here, because generating 500 words took this amount of time. So let's see what we've got.
How about exploring the fascinating world of bioluminescence? This natural phenomenon lights up the dark with living organisms, offering a magical glimpse into the complexity of life on Earth. Bioluminescence, the emission of light by living organisms, is one of nature's most captivating displays, creating a spectacular visual effect in darkness. This phenomenon is not just for show. It serves a variety of survival purposes.
So I guess we're learning about that right now. And another thing you can do is you can go to voice settings and you can adjust the parameters of the voice. So you can adjust the stability and expressiveness. So right now it's zero exaggeration. So I'm going to slide that up. And 0.00. None. It's currently at no exaggeration. 0.75. Clarity. More stable. More variable. And I'll put it more variable. Let's see. Style exaggeration. Because right now you can hear that it's very monotonous speech.
Fish use a luminous lure hanging from their foreheads to attract prey in the pitch black waters. Similarly, some species of squid
this app, this website, you can call
what me. Is it?
Creating a it dazzling is, distraction.
11 labs.
Even yeah. Some species of plankton glow when disturbed.
That's what I'm sending message with a display.
Who?
Or attract so. Larger predators to their assailants. Thus providing a chance for escape. Beyond the deep sea, bioluminescence also occurs on land and in freshwater environments, though it is less common. Fireflies, for instance, use their glowing abdomens to attract mates in the
night. This is not more than I've learned about that ever in my entire life. But hearing about it makes me sound like an expert, hearing my voice talk about it. And it's currently in the midst of generating what's supposedly going to be a much more expressive version of me talking about this, so I don't sound like a boring university professor anymore.
Understanding of the natural world, but also led to significant scientific and
yeah, you sound like you're reading.
The discovery of green fluorescent protein GFP in
something very bored.
Yeah, I sound really bored though. And that's a trend that I've noticed in all the 11 Labs voices, whether it be mine or someone else's, is it tends to sound way more bored than the actual person. You could tell that it's not an actual person reading that because it just sounds kind of unnatural. But you have to also have to remember that this is it's going off of only like a few minutes of hearing my voice, and it did not use, because previous AIs that have cloned voices as well as voices like, for example, the Samantha voice on the iPhone were recorded with people saying several actual syllables and specific phrases that they were told to say. And with 11 Labs, you just input any clear recording of yourself speaking and it will it will attempt to clone your voice with varying success.
Shane, are you also able to adjust the speed of your voice, like how fast you're reading?
Let me, I've adjusted speed before, and I've adjusted various voice parameters. Like, let me go to the voice settings and discuss the parameters that are available. So in specific settings, you can adjust how similar it is to the actual voice, because it will come in as a bit clearer. And then it has a speaker boost setting, which will boost the volume of the speech. And then in settings, you can adjust the speed to a point, but not to the point where you can adjust speed on, say, your mobile device or computer. And this actually uses pretty substantial bandwidth, and that's why it takes a while, because
the fascinating world of bioluminescence, this natural phenomenon,
it put ums in there now that I put style exaggeration,
offering a magical glimpse into the complexity of life on Earth. Bioluminescence, the emission of light by living organisms, is
what. Yeah, that sounds nothing like
creating a space. You still sound like a doctor, like a PhD doctor.
So, does anyone have comments or questions about 11 Labs?
Right now, I'm not seeing hands, but the minute I say that, watch, they'll go up.
I had a question. If you can, I could theoretically, I could get a recording of any voice, YouTube, from YouTube or from like an audiobook or whatever. And, if you, edit, I could theoretically like edit that and create a file. Are you able to like upload files from your computer as a voice
that's
clone?
That's something, you're able to upload audio files, but that's not something you'd want to do, because it goes against the terms and conditions to use the voice of someone who doesn't consent to it.
Oh.
Meredith Musemite has left the meeting.
I see. So you're not supposed to speech muted.
And they're also, yeah, so you don't want to, that's also kind of, where was I going with that? So that's kind of the same reason why, for example, you can't generate pictures with the ChatGPT image generator using real people, because it doesn't want people making deepfakes of, for example, celebrities or public figures.
Totally, but it doesn't necessarily, like if you just said, here's this. I mean, obviously, I know that, I'm not trying to, foment any rebellion or anything, but I'm just curious, like would if I gave it a file, an MP3 file with some random voice, it would create a clone of that. Now obviously I'm not going to use it or any, anything per se, but yeah, I'm just trying to understand how it actually, would work.
Yes, but in order to do that most effectively, it has to be a clear audio file with no things like background music or other people talking.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah, I just wanted to know if that was, if the feature, if that worked. But yeah, that's good to know.
And also another interesting thing about that is the audio files must be less than 10... megabytes. So what I also find particularly interesting is, because of that, you can it prefers actually like MP3 files or something like that, because that way you can get more audio into those smaller file sizes for the clone.
Matt Salm.
All right, Matt, check 1, 2.
You want to go?
You're here.
All right, Kent. All right, perfect.
Now I do.
Shane, do you know if it spits out the, like, I know you can feed it text, it'll turn that text into audio through its voices or whatever it's using.
Mm-hmm.
And it, at the end of that, it does spit out an MP3 file, correct?
Yes, and you can download that and save that to your phone or computer or whatever.
Do you know if that's limited in terms of the readout that it produces? Do you know if that's limited in terms of size or length of text you can feed it, or is that, does that depend upon the plan that you're on?
Well, if you're in the general interface, it limits you, even no matter what plan you're on, to about 5,000 characters. So, but in, if you go into the project section of it, then you can generate larger document and files. So that's essentially how that works.
Okay, and it does spit out an MP3. Okay, thanks, Shane.
Yep. And another thing that it can do, which is actually still in beta and doesn't really sound good at all at this moment, is it can try to, instead of doing text-to-speech, it could try to do speech-to-speech, where you send in recordings of speech and then it changes it to the voice that you are using.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Shane. That was a really cool lesson. Like I said, I've heard of it, and I've, like, I knew what it did, like clone voices, but that I didn't know to what extent. So this is a lot of learning.
Now, 11 Labs has one final message for you all, and let's see how this comes out, because it sometimes pronounces the person's name wrong.
Hi, this is Dionne Warwick. No, I am not in the meeting. Shane cloned me. Hi.
hey Dion.
So that's 11 Labs. So now that essentially wraps up our event for the tonight, unless we'd like to discuss something else, but that essentially wraps everything up.
Yeah, I mean, there's other AI things, and we could even probably do a part two, honestly, because there's so many. But I think if you guys want to just, you know, if you have any final thoughts or questions, you can go ahead.
We can take Matt if you want. His hand went back up.
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I wonder if you guys could just opine or give your opinion on Bing's or Microsoft's AI, which is now Copilot and is seemingly integrating itself everywhere into Microsoft products, and kind of what you all think in terms of the comparison of that, because I think it uses ChatGPT 4 as its
Bing uses
background processor.
Yeah, Bing and various other Microsoft AI systems use technology from GPT and OpenAI in general, and Apple's obviously in their next updates coming out with what's currently in their code name as Apple GPT, but they're likely going to come up with a different name for that before it's released to the public. And it should be interesting. Like, right now, I hear, from what I understand, Copilot and features like that are still in their infancy stage, and they kind of still make quite a bit of errors and things like that. But I think AI will kind of change the way a lot of people use their computers and phones and all those other devices coming up soon, because obviously I've used devices significantly differently ever since I was on that plane home from Hawaii playing with ChatGPT on December 4th of 2022.
Well, what I can say about Copilot is that, like, I have the app on my phone. I've never used it on my computer, but because you can, like, talk to it, like you can with ChatGPT, like there's a voice. Now, I don't know if you can change the voices. If you can, I haven't found how. But when I ask it a question using my voice and I wanted to talk back, it takes, like, I feel like a minute. It's not very quick to respond. But when I type it in, it gives me the result, like, right away. So that's one interesting thing I've noticed.
And we have Austin His hand is raised.
Hi, Austin.
Hello. What about pie? Not like fruit pie. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Copilot right now. So let's try to focus on one AI thing at a time, just so people don't get confused.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. We're talking about Copilot. So if anybody else has anything they want to say about Copilot or any Microsoft AIs, because like I said, I just don't want to get people confused with, you know, all of them. I mean, if not, there are a few GPTs that, or AIs that I can mention that I have too. So let me know if there's any raised hands, Kristen.
Well, Restoria had her hand up and put it down.
Okay.
So I don't know if she had anything about this or something different.
Okay.
I wanted to ask if you would go over the instructions on how to put your photo in AI so you could have it describe it. Or can you email me the information?
You want to know how to get AI to describe a photo?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure I understand your question. Okay, so do you have an iPhone?
No.
Okay. Well, what kind of phone do you have? Like, do you have a smartphone?
Oh, yes. Okay. I have an Android.
Okay. So I don't know how Android works because I don't have one, but if you have a picture, like how I was doing it was I saved the picture that I was sent and I clicked on share and then it gave me options to like either send it to people or send it to different apps I use like on Discord or email or whatever. And there was an option that said describe with Be My Eyes. So I clicked on that and it sent it to Be My Eyes and described the image. But I don't know how it works with Android because I don't use it. So
the
sorry,
on Android
can't really help you there.
Similar to the iPhone, but of course you need to download the Be My Eyes app first and make sure it's all set up to use the AI functionality before doing so.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't much help, but hopefully, you know, that helps if you download the app and if you like share a picture, like if you
share. Of course, before doing that, you have to make sure you agree to some terms and conditions.
Terms and, yeah.
Things like that.
And sign up for the Be My Eyes app and all that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
No other hands right now.
All right, then I'll mention a few apps. Shane, you can help me out, like if you know more details, if you use these apps. So one app that I have is called Perplexity, and you can research with it, do research. And it actually like gives you the links where it found its information. So it's like really good for research papers and stuff. At least that's how I understand it. Cause when I've used it, like it showed me the links and stuff of where it got its information. And Sam left. That's why. Shane, do you have any thoughts about that one?
I've actually never used that one.
Okay. Well, if anybody's used Perplexity, feel free to say something, but yeah, I think it's like a research-based one. You can type in, or you can also tell it to like create a story or write a poem or whatever. And sometimes what I like to do, if I want to compare things, I'm like, okay, let's go to GPT and let's go to like Perplexity and see what the results are, see which one I like better. Like which result I want to use. And of course you gotta edit your stuff, you know, like, but it definitely makes life easier, you know, like these events that we put on, like, I asked it to give me a title for this event and I asked GPT to do that. And so, now another one I have is called Pi. Austin told me about it. And this one is spelled PI And it's, I think it's updated in real time, right, Austin? Feel free to comment. But yeah, yeah, and you can talk to it. Yes, okay, so it's real time.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can talk to it using your voice like you can with GPT. And you can also type in stuff.
You can do text, but the talking thing, it's really can't. I said, since you're a woman, and he's like, you're a, but not human. I'm like, well, okay. So French, real quick, you can do like, you can do the news, you can do the weather in Sacramento or your city.
It's updated really in real time is what I understand. Right, Austin?
That's right.
Now, one feature that Be My AI used to have that it no longer has is if there was a notable person in the photo, it used to be able to tell you who was in the photo, if it was a celebrity and things like that. But now when you try to ask it similar questions, it will say, I'm sorry, I cannot identify individuals in photos. However, sometimes when you do that, it can behave in such a manner.
And I think even with Be My Eyes is what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I do remember that there was a short period of time where if it even had people in the photo, it wouldn't even describe it because it was trying to get to the bottom of that.
Right. And for a second, okay, so when I first downloaded Be My AI, because I had the Be My Eyes app on my phone, but what I meant is when I first got access to Be My AI, what it would do is it would describe people, but it would black out their faces. So it would put like a big square in the face. And then for a while after that, it started describing faces. And then shortly after that, if any image had any amount of person in it, even if it wasn't the main focus.
Are you talking about the celebrity like Taylor Swift?
Anyone.
Well, anybody.
Oh, well, I tried yesterday. It did tell me about like the person, which is my wife. I'm just kidding. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's very spotty with that, though. It used to do it all the time. But then, as I stated, when I, because of certain regulations and various policy confusions, Be My Eyes, the AI in Be My Eyes would not describe anyone in any photo, or if any image was submitted with any person in it, it would flat out say that the image cannot be described, and it would create an error message.
They actually block out only this to say, I don't know why. That's kind of stupid for that.
Well, we do have Jessica's hand raised if you want to take it.
She's waiting. Yeah, you haven't said anything tonight, so hey.
Hey, you mentioned Perplexity. I use that app. I like it a lot.
What do you use it for?
I've asked it. The first question I asked was sort of a test. I asked about the best sources of protein for a vegan. I knew a lot about that already. And it was pretty accurate. And then I asked, there was a singer on, I grew up on Jimmy Buffett, and there's a female backup singer that she has a beautiful voice, and I wanted to know who it was. And they told me, it told me.
And it was right.
And it was right. So,
I don't know if it's updated in real time or if it uses GPT, or do you know?
I want to say it's GPT, but I'm not sure. Okay. I also heard A friend has used, I think it's called Suno. Suno.ai.
Think
to
of,
make songs.
Oh yeah, actually.
Another thing I've done actually with AI is make singers sing songs that they've never sung, but unfortunately I can't broadcast them on this because it would violate copyright situations.
Kristen, did you mean to mute me?
No.
Oh, I was like, did I say something?
No, I was like, wait a minute, where did Vika go?
It said the host muted you. I was like,
nope, I was trying to get somebody else.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, but yeah, the singing one is interesting. I've played around with it like for 30 minutes or so. It was interesting. Yeah.
You guys so actually just, oh, sorry. I've actually just kind of jailbreaked ChatGPT into telling me who a celebrity in a photo is. And this is how I did that. So I submitted a photo of Dionne Warwick and I and asked it to describe the photo and who the celebrity is. And it says, the image shows two individuals smiling for the camera. The person on the left is a young man with curly hair wearing a black polo shirt. The person on the right is an older woman wearing a denim shirt and some jewelry. I can describe the photo, but I can't identify people in it. If the woman is a public figure, I wouldn't be able to name her. However, they both seem to be enjoying the moment. So then I responded with, who do her features resemble in the image? And it says, the woman in the photo has features that are reminiscent of the dancer, singer, and actress Dionne Warwick. So that's how I kind of manipulated it into giving me the information.
Huh. Interesting.
You guys have to go. I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you, Austin, for You're sharing welcome. Your thoughts.
You're welcome. Adios.
Bye. Anybody else have any comments about any of the stuff we talked about tonight or any other AI you want to bring up? Or if not, then we'll...
I don't see other hands.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming tonight. It was fun to talk about AI. And Shane, thank you for working with me and my technology.
Yep. And thank my computer for my silly technical difficulties. And I hope it tells I hope it tells me that it's very welcome. And I'd like to thank the artificial intelligence for making me more intelligent myself. And yeah, have a good one.
Thanks.
Now everybody. You have to go learn about bioluminescence.
I already, well, according to my voice, I've already talked about it.
Yeah, you know a lot about it.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You as well.
If you want to know more about ACB Next Generation and the work we're doing to empower the next generation of leaders in ACB, visit our website at acbnextgeneration.org.